remain committed to keeping this in front of producers. And we have the commitment of the companies, and through Dr. Cobb, the Office of State Veterinarian here, we'll be continuing some outreach meetings this fall, reminding people of the importance of biosecurity, those steps that need to take place, and we just can't get lax. You know, Randall, 18 months ago, some of the diseases, MS, one of the important poultry diseases, our labs were handling about 8 cases a month. Then we began educating about biosecurity related to high path avian flu, and we saw that reduced to 6, and then last summer we saw it reduced to 3 per month, and then from the fall, during our concentrated education, through April of this year, we were in a situation where there were no MS cases whatsoever. But now we think that avian flu maybe has passed us, and we're beginning to see MS pick up to 3 cases a month again. And so that's the telltale bellwether, if you will, to show that biosecurity works, not just for avian flu, but for all other poultry diseases. And so we're really encouraging farmers to look at, and producers to make sure that, you know, take a look at this data, show why these biosecurity practices are so important for their farm. And actually, it'll prevent AI, but it'll prevent many other diseases as well.